With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado has the highest percentage of adults who attend art events in the U.S. That's according to a new study from the National Endowment for the Arts in the U.S. Census Bureau. The study, conducted once every 5 years, looks at how many adults participate in a wide variety of arts in each state. Here to tell us more about how Colorado stacked up is reporter Kristen Kay. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Molly.
So we're number one.
That's right, at least when it comes to attending arts events. In Colorado, 3 out of 4 adults went to some kind of like visual or performing arts event in a 12-month period. That's compared with an average of about 54% of adults in the U.S. as a whole. Now, that might include attending an art exhibit, a music performance, a play, or they even count something like a craft fair or a circus, which is kind of funny for this study. This report also breaks down what types of arts events people are attending. So it found that 67% of Coloradans saw live performances of music or dance or theater, compared with just under 49% of the U.S. population.
So what other types of activities did this study look at?
One was attendance at art exhibits, so not performance, but things like painting or sculpture, the visual arts. We're at the top of the charts here, too. In fact, we're second only to the District of Columbia when it comes to attending art exhibits.
Wow.
42% of state residents have gone to some kind of art show in the past year, and in the U.S., that number is only about 22%. One other thing that's interesting is that the study also found that our state performs and creates art at a higher rate than the U.S. average. And that can mean anything from acting to photography or painting to woodworking and even crocheting.
Wow. So why does Colorado rank so high when it comes to participating in the arts?
This study says that education and economic levels play a part in this. And of course, Colorado ranks fairly high when it comes to education and household income. I asked Amy Kimberly, she's the executive director of Carbondale Arts, about whether she had any theories about why we love participating in arts and cultural activities here in Colorado. Here's Kimberly.
The commitment to the arts from our state has really helped push the arts into the forefront.
So she says the state has done things like bring Colorado Creative Industries under the umbrella of the State Economic Development Office, and there have also been rural tourism initiatives from the state that are focused on the arts as well.
So it might give us all kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling to know that we value the arts so much here in Colorado, but what about the economics of it all?
Definitely. This goes beyond just bragging rights for our state. Over $14 million of Colorado's gross domestic product comes from the arts and culture sector, which makes it the 5th largest industry in our state.
Wow.
I asked Kimberly about what the arts bring to our local economy, and she noted that in Carbondale alone, there are about 866 jobs in the creative industries. That means anything from architects to musicians to cooks. And she talked about how ski areas like ours have always depended on the arts for income during summer months.
Now, in many of these ski resort communities, summertime income for the first time ever is larger than the winter economy. And that is due to festivals, arts, music, attracting people through those avenues.
All right. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you, Molly.
That's arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay talking about the state level estimates of arts participation pattern study from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.